And then, lo and behold, years after college, I realized I had become happy. How that had happened remained a mystery to me until I spoke with PJ at the reunion. I was happy because it beat being unhappy. Let me put it another way. My brother Leo is a really talented photographer. He's taken pictures of waterfalls in Yosemite National Park and cityscapes in Northern California. He's gotten remarkable shots of Alcatraz Island rising from the fog in the San Francisco Bay. He uses film, not digital, and he develops and prints his own stuff. To do that, he needs total darkness. Now, does Leo wait for total darkness so he can do his work? Does he hope for a cloudy, moonless night and a power outage that will knock out streetlights? Of course not. He's built himself a dark room. He finds the dark conditions he needs by dealing with all possible sources of light. He closes himself in a space that has no windows, an electric light he can turn off, and coverings that block light from coming in under the door or around any of its edges. While happiness isn't as easy to create as darkness is, the way you get there isn't much different. If you want to be happy, you have to start by dealing with the different things that can make you miserable. What causes you stress? Is it schoolwork or all the after-school commitments you have? Maybe it's the social stuff going on around you, and maybe there are even bigger personal things you're dealing with. Just maybe it's all of the above and then some. If that's the case, you've heard me so far and thought, is he crazy? How can I be happy when I'm dealing with so much? I understand. Life can feel overwhelming, which is why trying to manage all the stuff that stresses you out is the first step toward finding happiness. First things first, get yourself organized. Make sure your schoolwork is kept in one place. Clean out your backpack, as well as your desk or wherever it is that you study. Create a routine for dealing with your homework, whether you have a checklist or a way of putting papers back into your notebook as you finish them. Keep a calendar so you can see things like athletic meets, music lessons, and big school projects coming, and so you can be ready for them. See, if you're organized when you do your schoolwork, you can tell right away when a particular subject is causing you problems. For instance, that it's taking you 3 times as long to do your math homework as your history, and you can deal with it. A student who shows a teacher an organized notebook when she comes in to ask for extra help is going to get a much better reaction than the kid who has to dig through 100 crumpled papers to find her notes. If you keep a calendar, you can see when you're not giving yourself enough time to do things well, and maybe more important, you can prove to your folks or your teachers that you need a little help lightening the load. What happens when you get yourself organized is that you become more self-confident. You find you're running your life, and your life isn't running you. Though the happiest people I've met are pretty different from each other, one thing they all have in common is self-confidence. Once you're organized and feeling pretty in control of all the stuff that you do, take a good look at the kids you choose to be around. Do the people you hang out with make you feel good and happy? Or is there so much pressure to be seen with the right crowd and at the right parties that you're anxious a lot? Do your friends support you or expect you to toe the line and do what they think is cool? Figure out who your real friends are. Be honest with yourself about this stuff, because your friends are maybe the biggest influences in your life, and so making sure you're surrounded by people who are going to lift you up and not tear you down is incredibly important. While we're talking about friends, a quick thought about popularity. Most kids who qualify as popular are hardly well-liked and well-respected, which is how the dictionary defines the word. Nope, they tend to be the most feared and envied kids, and while it might sound nice to be envied, it certainly helps your social life for a while, it's not something people will remember you fondly for years later.